This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Over the last year or so, at least 20 states, including Colorado, have introduced bills that would require labeling of genetically modified food. Most center around grains that have had their DNA altered. But some take aim specifically at genetically engineered meat or fish. And that got us wondering, just how close are we to actually eating genetically engineered animals? Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson has more.
Oh, here's a neat guy. This cell is wanting to become a neuron.
Kevin Wells is a scientist at the University of Missouri, Columbia, and is a leading national expert on genetic engineering in animals. In his clean, fluorescent-lit lab full of buzzing half-size incubators, Wells is looking through the microscope at a cluster of cells. These are from the tail of a pig.
So if you look in the dead center, you'll see a cell that looks like a star, sending its projections out to go make connections.
I'm getting a lesson in how genetically engineered, or GE, animals are made. Basically, by pulling apart segments of DNA and putting them back together in different orders. Science fiction this is not. Right here in central Missouri, Wells and other scientists are creating mice, pigs, and rats that will, say, be resistant to swine flu or produce their own nutrients. Wells has been on the GE front line for 24 years, including early work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
When I was at USDA, we made cattle that were resistant to Staph aureus mastitis. It's not very often that you get to say you cured a disease. But because of the fear of public perception, those animals, no one's even attempted to take them to market.
Wells has even gotten death threats based on what might come out of his lab. Opponents argue there are too many risks and too many unknowns associated with GE animals. They've got questions about animal welfare, food safety, human health impacts, whether these animals could escape, spread diseases, and then there's a labeling issue. In Missouri, Senator Jamila Nasheed has introduced a bill that would require GE poultry and fish to be labeled as such. Here's Nasheed on the Senate floor.
I'm not saying that genetically modified foods are good or bad, but what I am saying is that the foods that are genetically modified by way of meats and fish should be labeled.
But isn't this all hypothetical? After my tour of the lab, I asked Wells, are there any genetically engineered animals on the market for human consumption?
The rumor mill suggests there is one genetically engineered tilapia that is available for consumption in Cuba. But no, there are none approved in Europe. There are none for human consumption. And there are none approved in the United States for consumption. There is a genetically engineered goat that has been approved for FDA to produce a pharmaceutical in its milk.
But the GE waters are churning when it comes to salmon. The Food and Drug Administration is right now considering whether to allow a genetically engineered Atlantic salmon on the U.S. market. Wells was one of three scientists selected to be on a committee that evaluated the so-called Aqua Advantage salmon for the FDA. The GE salmon feeds year-round, and therefore it grows faster.
So it reaches market weight in about a year and a half, as opposed to 3 years. And it does that on 80% of the feed.
The GE salmon eggs are now being produced in Canada and then shipped to a plant in Panama where they are raised and processed. The FDA issued a preliminary ruling in December that the GE salmon is as safe as conventional Atlantic salmon and that there will be no harmful environmental impacts. Yet, the FDA has received thousands of comments opposing the GE salmon. The Center for Food Safety, a nonprofit advocacy group, has released a video opposing the salmon. Here's a clip featuring the group's director, Andrew Kimbrell.
So once we were to release a genetically engineered striped bass or Atlantic salmon into a river system like this, even by accident, that terrible arithmetic of extinction would begin. And within a few generations, they would become extinct, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Wells calls arguments like these silly, but he understands the fears.
There are risks associated with everything. Every time we eat anything, whether it's from a factory farm or it's from an organic producer down the street, there are risks associated with it. And this is, again, this is new. So it's difficult for people.
The public has until April 26 to weigh in on the Aqua Advantage salmon, which brings us back to the labeling issue. Whether states mandate labels or not, the FDA says that if it approves the GE salmon, it will issue guidance on labeling for all genetically engineered animals for human consumption. There's just nothing else on the table yet. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.